Celebrate Steventown 2019, the third annual edition of Steventown, New York's annual townwide community festival, will take place Friday, August 16th through this Sunday, the 18th of August. This year's schedule features a diverse range of more than 25 events at 20 different locations throughout the weekend, including open houses, demonstrations, food, music, hikes, kids' activities, a car show, an interactive tour of a working farm, a rail trail race, an exhibition of award-winning Vietnam War photos, and much more. Produced by a coalition of Steventown's farms, businesses, churches, and service organizations, we learn more from our guests this morning. Scott Menhennik is of Celebrate Steventown. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning.
Very nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
Dennis Burke is from Veterans of Steventown. Hello, Dennis.
Good morning, Joe.
Very nice to have you here. And Jim Bonesteel joins us of the Rensselaer Plateau Alliance. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Joe.
Very nice to have you. All right. Well, let us begin with you, Scott, as to this event and how it came to be over these 3 years of celebrating Steventown.
Well, thank you for having us. We call it a grassroots festival celebrating our vibrant rural community. It came out of sort of necessity and an interest in trying to figure out a new bridge to the future for our small rural community. We were kind of in a down place at the time. Our school had closed, our grocery store had closed, some businesses were closing, and some of the annual events that we used to have in the community had sort of gone away. So there wasn't anything for us to hang our hat on. And people were looking for new ways to bring attention to what they were doing. And so we kind of all got together and said, what can we do that would solve this problem? And we decided to do a happening that no one could ignore, which was basically everyone in the town kind of opening their doors at the same time, having this event, working together, pooling our resources, and bringing people for a whole weekend into Steventown so that they could see what we're all about.
Yeah, it's hard to ignore if you've taken over the entire town.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So what have you learned over the last 2 years to make the third one even better and more fun?
So many things. One of the big differences this year is that we have 26 events instead of 40 or more. The first couple of years, it actually was a very big hit from the get-go, which was a big surprise to me with the idea. It was a very new idea here in a very independent town to get everybody working together. And so... But what happened was everybody was doing an event and no one could go to anything. So people this year decided, well, I really want to go to some of these things. We're going to do less things. So it's become, we're sort of getting in more of a quantity over, or quality over quantity kind of approach where we have less things that people can get around to stuff more often. But the big thing we've learned is basically new ways to work together. A big goal here is to create new pathways to work together, new networking opportunities, just get everybody working together towards the future. So
let's talk about some of the things that are going on, some of your partners who are in this room. Dennis Burke, a Veterans of Steventown. So how will you be participating in the festivities of Celebrate Steventown?
Joe, what we are bringing to Steventown are some of the most iconic combat photography from the Tet Offensive and the Battle of Way in 1968. This story begins with last year was the 50th anniversary of the Tet Offensive, which many regard as the turning point of the Vietnam War. And so Mark Bowden wrote a book. These photographs appeared in Washington at a museum for over 14 months. Both the Washington Post and the New York Times did in-depth articles on this exhibit. And just by happenstance, I know John Olson, who was the original photographer from 1968. So when Scott put the call out to say, what would the veterans like to do? I said, let me ask John Olson if he would let us use his 20 photographs. And so that's what we're doing on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock.
So now, from my understanding, this is Veterans Memorial Park, and then you take over the park, and then if that doesn't work, you go into the town hall.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Yeah. But a lot to see and a lot to do from that.
A lot to see, and we're honored to have two Honor Guard organizations. The Patriot Guard Riders from Albany will be coming to our event, as well as the Vietnam Veterans of America from Pittsfield. And John Olson, who I said earlier is the original photographer, will also speak at our opening ceremony.
Now, let us go to Jim and tell us a little bit about the Rensselaer Plateau Alliance and how you will be participating in the events of Celebrate Steventown 2019.
Well, the Rensselaer Plateau Alliance, we just...
What is that, by the way? Let's start there.
We are a land conservation organization, a land trust, similar to the Agricultural Stewardship Association, which you're very familiar with, and some of the other land trusts around the area. We celebrated our 10-year anniversary last year. We've conserved nearly 12,000 acres of forest on the Rensselaer Plateau, which is really important for clean water, for wildlife habitat, and for the people to get out into the forest and recreate and experience the forest. We have a new staff member, Molly Freiberg, who started with us in March. She comes from a social work background and is also a Kripalu certified mindful outdoor guide. And she is going to lead a mindful outdoor walk at the Albert Family Community Forest in Steventown. And it'll be a slow, guided walk through the woods. She'll slow people down, get them to focus on the sights, smells, sounds, and sensations in the forest to help them kind of increase their awareness and slow down and de-stress, and she's fantastic. She's out, she's working with a variety of different groups to engage different types of people to enjoy the forest, working with some of the health,
all the different.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of elderly, the folks, the nursing home. She's got things going on in the nursing home. She's going in, doing programs for them, going to get them out on the land, doing all sorts of things like that to involve other people that aren't involved in the forest.
It's all about partnerships, right? And getting different people out. And you've learned this over, 10 years, you said?
Yep.
Yeah. For people that want to take part in all of this, how do they figure out, as you said, you know, there are so many events, you got to find time for people to do stuff. So how are you managing that now?
We have print programs around the area, around Berkshire County and Rensselaer County. You can go to our website, celebratesteventown.com, where the whole schedule is there. You can also come on Friday night from 7 to 9 to the Steventown Fire Hall, where we have an opening reception that we do every year. And so the presenters are going to be there talking about their events. Our sponsors are going to be there talking about what they do, expressing their support for us. So the idea basically is you can kind of go around the room. You can register events that need registration. You can ask more questions. And you can basically plan your weekend out so you know sort of where you want to go and when. We'll have programs around that weekend to other places. You can find us on social media where we talk a little bit more, expand our explanations of some of these events, and share some of the other connections that are not immediately evident if you're just looking at one event instead of the whole thing. So there's a number of ways to sort of check out the whole idea of what we're doing.
Jim and Scott have told us of two of the things of going on. What are some of the blanks you'd like to fill in, too, of other things that are going on?
Well, we hoped Larry would be with us.
Larry Eckhart of Kinderhook Creek Farm, who is MIA, but yes. Hopefully he's safe.
He's
fine.
He's also our town supervisor.
So he's probably get busy. Probably get called into a meeting or
he's
something.
He's probably delivering corn. His family's corn is very, very famous, Eckhart family's corn.
He's either busy doing the work of the people or he's
delivering
corn.
Those are his two main hobbies. but his family is celebrating their 60th anniversary on their farm, and they're doing a big event in cooperation with the Cornell Cooperative Extension of Rensselaer County. It's called the second annual Farm Day Out for Rensselaer County. So they pick a farm each year, and they spotlight what they're doing. So Sunday afternoon from noon to 3, there's going to be a big event there, and there's going to be equipment dealers and seed people and other farming groups, and it's going to be a great way for the whole family to just see what a three-generation working farm really looks like, interactive stuff like that. Our fire department is celebrating their 80th anniversary this year. They're doing their annual car show and a barbecue up at the fire hall on Saturday. We're excited about that. We have a church in town, the Steventown Federated Church, that's celebrating their 150th anniversary of their current structure. So they're going to be doing an open house for that. You check out the great woodwork in there. And that's also the church that runs our food pantry in town. So they do a lot of stuff in the community they'll be showing. Four Fat Fowl, Shalina, who you probably know, she comes in from time to time with Four Fat Fowl Cheese.
Yep.
They have moved into our old Steventown Elementary School and expanded their operation with their cheese factory. So we're really excited to have them in town. They were there before, but they've expanded into this bigger space and given us a lot of hope for the future. For that space, which had laid empty for years, they do a thing where they celebrate cheese. They're going to have a ricotta bar at this thing. We don't know exactly what that's going to look like. That's exciting. That's their new product is the ricotta. And they're going to have a blues band there. And the Beer Diviner, which used to be in Steventown but has moved up the road to Cherry Plain, they're going to be there serving locally made beer.
They have great beer.
They do, yeah.
And very interesting.
The library is doing,
This is not your usual pills.
No. But just the whole experience up there is interesting.
Yeah. The library is doing a lot of family stuff. They're going to serve brunch in the morning. There's a maker's market for people who do make local products. And they're going to have, you know, the kids stuff, bounce house, and some cool things on Saturday. They're going to have live raptors, falcons. And on Sunday, they're doing a drum circle program with Oath of Day from the Berkshires, which they did last year, which is really great. Lots of other little things, tastings, the Berry Patch. I think you know Dale, too. She was just in on Vox Pop the other day. They're doing a tomato tasting on Saturday and a melon tasting on Sunday. So lots of local food, lots of things to check out. There's another event that the Rensselaer Land Trust is doing on Saturday, one of the other major preserved areas in town that we want to showcase. So in the morning, there's going to be a walk on Saturday, a guided hike there. Peter Wood, the steward of that area, is going to be doing that from 10 to 2. The food pantry is doing a bake-off and a bake sale up at the fire department's car show. We have an annual event called Stories of Steventown, where local residents share their recollections of living in town, which is kind of a folksy version of stuff that we do that people really enjoy. Free ice cream up at the Berkshire Mountain House every year, Ice Cream Social.
So all kinds of good stuff.
All good stuff. There's a book sale at our independent bookstore, Down Denver Books. So that's always our first event on Friday, and it goes on all weekend. The rail trail race on the Corkscrew Rail Trail on Sunday. Zima's Nursery is doing a gardening talk to kind of cap things off on Sunday, which is mostly outdoor events. So we're hoping for good weather for that. So 26 events this year. Lots to do, fun for everybody. You can stay at one of our bed and breakfasts or somewhere nearby and take the whole thing in, or just come on Saturday or come on Sunday and see what we're about. But
they have a great program of events, but you can also go to CelebrateSteventown.com online and check everything out and make plans for this weekend. It's Celebrate Steventown. It's August 16th through the 18th, a grassroots festival celebrating a vibrant rural community that is Steventown. CelebrateSteventown.com. Scott, Dennis, Jim, thank you so much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you all here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
Be well. Have a beautiful weekend. Enjoy it. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.